Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up today, it's a top two show. Wisconsin's Pat Schlopper got the win at the Maxim Tire Bassmaster Elite at the Sabine River, so he's coming up in a Rapala winner circle. And finishing second in a tiebreaker with Koyo Fujita was Patrick Walters, and he'll join us as well. Plus, Ronnie Moore from Bassmaster Live is in with his take on the AOI standings with three progressive Bassmaster Elite events to go. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsawood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a time, a chance to talk to a guy that we talk to quite frequently because he's often in the top three, and he's having another fine year, that's for sure. He is a Rapala Pro. He is Patrick Walters, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Patrick, welcome in, man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Tom. Thank you for having me. It's been an okay season so far. You know, we're getting things going. Basically nickel and diamond, and that's basically what the Sabine River was as a whole.
Sixth in the points is not exactly just okay. I mean, that's not, you know, that's pretty strong stuff. Of course, every year you're looking to win the prize, but boy, that old Jay Shakur, it looks like he's kind of running away, putting a little distance between himself and the rest of the field. We'll see how that tightens up, right?
Absolutely. We'll see how it shakes down. You know, we still got three tournaments left, but he's giving himself a chance, and that's all you can ask for, especially, you know, after six tournaments.
How nuts was it going from Fork, where you were catching, you know, 4, 5, 6 pounders like they were nothing, shaking off fives at the boat, knowing that it wasn't going to help you at all, to just losing your mind if you could catch a 2.25, 2.5, a 3-pounder? You know, it was like catching a 9-pounder. How crazy was that?
A 2.5 is a brick of gold at the Sabine River. It takes a minute. It takes a couple days to kind of mentally acclimate yourself for it, because, like you said, a fork, I mean, you're hardly not even targeting 4-pounders. I mean, you were targeting the biggest fish in the lake, and you're trying to catch 100 pounds, you know, 25 plus pounds a day. And then you go to the Sabine River, and you can't catch 2-pounders. It was tough. We had a lot of different conditions this year. You know, we had high water. A lot of the rivers didn't play. It was dirty water. So it fished small this year. So it was tough just to catch keepers, a 12-incher. And so, I mean, you'd catch a 12-inch fish, and you were – like hearing. I mean, you were so thankful for that. And so, yeah, 2-pounder was, it's hard. It takes a minute to kind of get ready for that.
36 pounds, 8 ounces, a flat footed tie with Koya Fujita for second and third, but you had the bigger one day bag, and you go ahead and take that second place check for that. And look, I'm no math major, but that sounds like about 8 pounds a day, 8 and change, less than 9 a day. I mean, you're coming in with 8 pounds, 5 fish, 8 pounds. You got to feel like you're going home, and it's keeping you right in there. You're almost at the top of the heat.
At the top of the heat, you're right, because I mean, I caught 7 pounds. I had 7 pin the first day, and I actually had a dead fish penalty, and I ended up winning 7-6, and that was cost me 7 places. Those 4 ounces from 7 pounds, 10 ounces to 7 pounds, 6 ounces was 7 places. And then day two, I had 7 pounds, 2 ounces, and I moved up like 4 places. So it's kind of hard to believe that it's like you get 7 pounds, and it'd be the hardest 7 pounds you can get. When they say a grinder of a tournament, that was the definition of a grinder. But it makes you a better fisherman because it's a fair playing field. It's tough conditions, and it just shows you bass fishing. That's kind of I do enjoy those tournaments, and it is about decision making. You got to make the right decisions every single day. You know, fish are going to move, fish are going to change, and so if you keep staying on them, it's like we just kept getting better. And when day three, when we caught the 9 pounds, I didn't think I was going to cut. I went out day three in 34th place.
Yeah,
you know, so I was 24 places out of the top 10. That's a lot of people to jump. And then we caught 9-9 and tied for 10th place. I tied with Hunter Shryrock and won the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Won the tiebreaker to get into the top 10. And then just kept getting better.
Then you got you had a Crush City big bag, didn't you, on the last day? I mean,
I had a bag of 12-9.
Yeah, 12-7.
I had a 4-pound 9-ounce bass was my big bass.
Yeah.
And that is the biggest bass I have caught in 3 years. 3 times we have been to Sabine River fishing, you know, 18 plus days of being down there. That was the biggest fish I've ever caught down there by far.
We know you were throwing that Rapala Rocco, some to square bow, which is a really sweet square bow. What did the 4.5 pounder come on?
It actually came on a spinnerbait. Spinnerbait.
Okay. All right.
I caught a good bit of fish that day on the Rocco, you know, fishing just some rock and fishing some current seams. It just was kind of all conditions, you know, every day I kind of fish somewhere a little bit different. And then the fourth day, it just kind of set up. I was fishing more current and stuff, so I mainly was fishing the spinnerbait and the crankbait.
Yeah, and the crankbait helps out a lot. Now you had that chartreuse back to it a little bit. I mean, that stained water, I would imagine.
Shed.
Yeah, the citrus shed.
Yeah. Well, I tied on the citrus shed because in practice and in the tournament, every time you've seen somebody's boat, like every single person had a chartreuse blackback crankbait tied on.
Okay.
And so I literally tied citrus shad on because the water was a little bit dirty. I wanted something they could see and also something that they weren't seeing.
Yeah.
Because you kind of want to always do something a little bit different. You know, once you see so many people have the same baits that it's time to show them a little bit something different.
That Rocco is a really nice square bow. I mean, you know, Rapala, you know, of course, with the balsa wood square bows, and now 2 different sizes in the Rocco, you know, which I love. And it just runs so nice. It's a good little bait, man.
It's a great bait. Doesn't hang up. It comes to the cover good, and they bite it. That's my favorite part about it.
What is your setup for when you're throwing it? Are you throwing it on 10-pound, 12-pound? What are you throwing it on?
14-pound fluorocarbon on a 7-foot medium action rod, 7-to-1 gear ratio. I like a little bit faster gear ratio. I like to make a lot of cast, so it's a lot of target casting with the Rocco because it comes through the cover so good. And so I make a cast, reel that sucker in, and throw it right back in there. So 7-foot medium action rod, 14-pound fluorocarbon. I'm throwing it in some thick stuff, so I want them. They usually eat it pretty good, so you just kind of reel that sucker in.
It's kind of like throwing it with like a spinnerbait, right? I mean, you're not throwing it on a crankbait rod.
Same thing. It's four-wheel drive.
Right?
It's a crankbait rod.
Oh, it is a crankbait rod? Okay. It looked like an awful thin, you know, rod. I wasn't sure if that was an actual crankbait rod or not. But it's very similar when you're target fishing like that, you know, like throwing a spinnerbait, if you will. You throw that square bill in some of the same spots you can throw that spinnerbait.
Yep. I usually make a couple casts of the spinnerbait first thing, and if they don't bite that, I'll always follow up with the square bill before I move on because sometimes it just – something that just triggers a bite.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the rest of the run here. I mean, I know you're bouncing back and forth. You've been fishing MPFL as well. You're right there contending for an AOI title there. You're 5th in the points in the, you know, in the Elite Series. Talk about 10 killer and then making that Northern swing. How's your vibe for that?
Feels pretty good. I'm excited about it. You know, things are flowing good. We've been doing a lot of fishing. We just got home from a 3-week stretch on the road, 3 tournaments in a row, was at home for 5 days, and I'm currently at my second 3-week trip. We went to Lake Fork and then Sabine River for 2 elites, and now I'm currently at Douglas Lake for the MPFL, another 3-week trip. back to back, basically. So it's we've been fishing a lot, and the good thing is when you're getting paid, kind of you can just kind of keep the momentum going. We're not really in a rut. We're just catching bass, and we're here at Douglas Lake. Hopefully this will be a good tournament. It starts tomorrow, and just going fishing. Every day counts. You know, the next stop is we'll go home. We'll have a week and a half at home, and then we head to Oklahoma. I have two tournaments at Oklahoma. We got 10 killer for the Elite, and then head straight to Lake Eufaula in Oklahoma for the MPFL. So that's the thing. It's just we're staying busy. We're fishing as much as we can, keeping our bait in the water, and it's all you can do.
Are we going to see? I mean, see, you don't need it for points. You're in great shape, of course, for the Classic and so on. But will we see you on the EQ trail in the fall, or will you be like, I'm done?
I don't know. I'm actually kind of excited about it. That schedule looks pretty good. I got some buddies fishing the EQs, and we might jump in and just to sell them a bone, you know, make the field a little bit, make it nice.
Hey, 75 grand to win. I mean, that's not bad either. That's some
not
good
bad.
Cake. There's some
it's
good money.
Not bad.
All right, you guys fish for money if that's what you do. And I'll be doing the weigh-ins. I'll be, you know, handling all of that. I'll be the Dave Mercer of the EQ, so you'll get a chance to see my smiling face if you come out there. So, I mean, you know, that...
Heck yeah.
That might make you sign up right now. You might sign up as soon as we get done with this call. You might be signing up because Tom Abraham is going to be doing the weigh-ins. You never know. Well, I'll tell you what. Another good event by you. Looking forward to great things at 10 Killer coming up. And then, of course, the Northern Swing. You're still in it, man, for the AOI as well. Put some pressure on those guys. Good luck this week. And we appreciate you taking a few minutes, man. And, again, congrats on a great another great event.
Absolutely, Tom. Thank you for having me on the show, and hopefully I'll be talking to you again soon.
Yeah. All right, brother. Appreciate you. That's Patrick Walters, and he does a lot of fishing, but he's a great fisherman. He has got an elite AOI in his future. We just every year we kind of pick him, put him on a short list of guys that can win the AOI, and it's going to happen. Could happen this year. I mean, Shakurit's looking really good, especially when that thing swings north. So if he doesn't bomb a 10 killer, he's going to be in good shape, but watch out for Patrick Walters. Always got to keep an eye on that guy. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Ronnie Moore is going to join us. We're going to talk about these numbers, these AOI numbers. We'll do that next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, now time, you know, we're six events in, three to go. And so it's time to bring in Ronnie Moore because he crunches numbers like nobody else does. I mean, when he goes to the screen of knowledge, I mean, you're seeing all kinds of different things. And he gives us all kinds of different information. And now we need to start looking at where we're at in the Angler of the Year standings. We went from the ridiculous to the Sabine when we're going from Lake Fork to the Sabine, and Jay Shakur still sitting on top, and he's got a pretty good lead. And joining us now is Ronnie Moore. He is on the VMC hook. Ronnie, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. Hope you are.
I'm fantastic. See, Trey McKinney, didn't he have 38 pounds in his last day at Fork, and 38 pounds won the Sabine? I mean, that's pretty amazing data right there.
Yeah, I think on day one at the Sabine, they were talking about the over-under. Somebody said it was going to take 38 and a half pounds, and I was like, I could side with 40. The 38 and a half's lower than I thought, and it was just above that mark, and yes, just above Trey McKinney's final day at Lake Fork of 38 and change, and it was 38-12, and you had a tie for second, and so it was exactly as we thought, just a little bit tougher.
Why is it that, you know, pound and a half fish are so common on that body of water? You look at it, you know, the drone shots and everything else, it looks so fishy. It's like you'd think there's a 3.5-4 pounder behind every stump, but why is it not that way?
Yeah, I think it's water quality for sure. Not every place is a great funnel for replenishing fish. You know, it might be a place fish go after they've had time to settle out and do their thing. But there are so many hurricanes. Even if you don't get hurricanes, you get strong winds in the Gulf. The saltwater intrusion is a real thing. And also, we got to think there's so many more predators in those waters that Toledo Bend doesn't have or other fisheries around doesn't have. And so it naturally will be more volatile. Hey, if you'll have a tournament in a mud puddle and there's a score on the board to be had, somebody's going to win. And so I'm so glad, and we talked about this before the tournament, and then Davey brought it up during the tournament. Back in the day, they used to have Angler of the Year, and it would be decided based on poundage. You would, how many pounds you caught. So Tucker Smith's 127-pound wind weighs much differently than Patch Lopper's 38-pound wind. But I'm glad now we're in a sense of 100 points for the winner and that type of deal, no matter if it's a tough one or a blowout, because you don't want guys to make their whole year catching 127 pounds for one event when the next event's just as valuable. So, yeah, the old system of points would have been tough to manage going back to back. You know, you feel slighted. You know, this time around, Pat gets maximum points for a maximum effort tournament.
As he should. All right, so speaking of the points, let's go to the AOI standings. And there are three distinct areas, you know, that we care about. And, you know, the biggest one right now is the one at the top. Of course, there's the race for the AOI championship. Then there's the race for the classic, and that's a floating number. It can go down as far as 42, 43, 44, depending on how many, you know, wins there are in the EQs and the opens and so on. And then, of course, there's the race for keeping your card, you know, down at that 70-ish number based on, you know, your career. So that stuff can wait a little bit more towards the end. I'm going to focus a little bit at the top here in this season that Jay Shakurik is having. I mean, he hasn't raised a blue trophy yet, but what a steady year. Three top tens. His worst finish was at Okeechobee, a 30th, and he has built up a 42-point lead now with just three events to go. You know, I'm not saying it's over by any means, but man, you know, if this kid doesn't have a stinker, he's going to be awfully hard to catch.
Yeah, I consistently circled Sabine and Tenkiller as the two watch your back tournaments because of the trickiness of the Sabine, how easy it is to not catch them. And then 10 killer, not going there all too much. And it's going to be in the middle of June. It's going to be about as hot as it's going to get that you'd want to fish a tournament. And so those two are tricky. Jay has made it through one of them. You know, Chris obviously has made up some points, about 12 positions on him just at the Sabine alone. But you've still got quite a few great anglers in this race. I mean, it's still just 55 points or 65 points down to Will Davis in fifth. So you're thinking 40-something from first to second. Well, it's only 20-something from second to fifth, and Patrick Walters is 1 point behind him in sixth place. So you really think about it, still somewhat open to the top six, I would say, being 60 or so points away. 75 is a little bit harder, but that's one tournament. We remember when Brandon Cobb had a huge lead going into the Sabine. He gets a 90-something place finish, maybe 90th, and Kyle Welcher gets an eighth at the Sabine in 2023. Makes up all those points and goes from being down 50 to up 20 or up 30 in one tournament, with it being 100 boats, and you get 60th, 50th for Jay, Chris Johnston gets top 10, boom, that point lead's gone in one tournament. So you could have one bad day and really determine that. And it could be the other way around. Chris Johnston could have one bad day, Jay do just great, and we are talking about a 100-point lead going to the last two events. So 10 killer is still a tricky one. Jay is just so phenomenal. We talked about it. His path to the Opens, being a co-angler as well, jumping in. He's not just a Sturgeon Bay guy. People think of Wisconsin, they think of smallmouth, but he is a river, and it's not just catch as many fish as you want type of river. He fishes tough rivers. It's not easy fishing where he's at. And so he is just such a well-rounded angler in my eyes. Knows when to use forward facing, knows when to just flip the bank. Very skilled at both. You know, honestly, it's silly for anyone to have doubted him, but it's understandable. You know, people are just going to think what they're going to think, whether they're wrong or right, and they're going to ignore the data that proves them wrong. But Jay Shakir has proven a lot of people wrong this year. He is fantastic.
He could do it so many different ways. And the thing is, you would think that, okay, early in the year, this is where the Southern guys would have to kind of build up a little bit of a lead. And Will Davis had been up there earlier this year, still sitting in the five hole. Patrick Walters out of North Carolina, Shane LaHue. You know, you look at those guys. But here we are. You know, kind of a middling place in 10 killer and then heading north for the final two. And it's northern guys that are already at the top before they go to where they would be the most comfortable, you would think, with Shakurit and Johnson up there. McKinney, not really a smallmouth guy, although, you know, a guy from Illinois. So it seems like it could be a little bit tough. The southern guys didn't, you know, they didn't make hay when they really needed to as far as building up any kind of a lead.
Well, I think nowadays, especially with technology, like, you don't have to be a smallmouth guy to have a good northern swing. And so right. I expect some younger guys to the learning curve goes away a lot quicker for smallmouth than it does for those largemouth at times. I think that largemouth, the schedule was set up, Tom, with four rivers, you know, and we're done with three of them. We had the St. John's, the Pascatank, and the Sabine. And, you know, we've got the Mississippi River to end the season. And so it's one of those deals where three rivers, one of them during pretty severe cold front, not fishing great with the St. John's. Okeechobee is what it is until now it's down to dredgeable, where they're going to actually be able to fix that fishery and give it enough fishing areas in the future, hopefully with vegetation. So they're in the process of that. That was a water falling, fish uneasy type situation. So honestly, the schedule lined up to be a topsy-turvy, don't know what to expect next type of schedule, and that's exactly what it's been. You go from a cold front on a place that you know well, the St. John's, you go to a water that hadn't been that low in a year and a half at Okeechobee when we go there, and it was steadily falling. Those fish were never comfortable in transition where they were trying to figure out where they're going to hold to. Then you go to the Pascatank, a place we've never been before. You have Hartwell, which we know, but with bed fishing, you just don't know what you're going to see day-to-day. And then you get into, you know, the fork, you better catch, you know, everything you can. Mm-hmm. And then to compete. And then the Sabine, it's all of a sudden you think of guys that should be on camera and should catch them, don't catch them. And it's just one of those deals where this season has not been straightforward like everyone thought. And so, I mean, you've got guys that's at the top of the AOI. Obviously, they're the best performers. You could look and see that, yeah, Chris Johnston, his worst is 33rd, but he's got no top 10s. And, and Jay's got three top 10s. But Kyoya got a 92nd place finish and has three top threes. You know, it's whatever formula you get to it. But what I look at is that classic cut line. And when you can see someone like Wes Logan holding down 40th, you know, with Easton being inside the cut now, it goes to 41, so to say. And 41st is about the most inconsistent angler this year. You got a top 10 with Jake Whitaker for the first event, three finishes better than 25th after that, and a 99th and a 102nd.
He's all over.
So you're telling me that you've got, you know, he's gained 9 points in two events with his two worst finishes, and he's got four top 25s to go with it. So Jake would take that all day long, but you wouldn't expect it to be at the 41st spot in points right now. You'd probably expect to be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
But honestly, that classic number is high. I'm doing the math, and it's 530 points is the expected average. And Tom, if you look at the last four or five seasons, it's around 507 to 511, 512. Yeah. So we're right now three events left, shooting at least 7 points per tournament higher than what we are last couple of years. Maybe it comes down to the mean with St. Clair and Mississippi River, but right now this is the highest it's been for a classic cut line at 40th than it has been in years, maybe ever.
No doubt about it, and we'll be covering that all through August as well. And it's like the guys who have been bad have been really bad, and that's, I think, has pushed those numbers up, but we'll see how that all shakes out. Ronnie Moore and his calculator have been our guest. Ronnie, we appreciate you so much. Keep up the great work on Bassmaster Live, and we'll look forward to watching you at 10 Killer.
Yes, I'm going to try to disappear for a few weeks before 10 Killer.
There
We've
you
been
go.
Going. We got six opens and six elites in the classic done before mid-May.
I hear you. I hear you, man. It's been crazy. Ronnie Moore. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, the Rapala Winner's Circle, and we will have our winner, Pat Schlapper. He will join us next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now time for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And we're going to do it with a guy that, you know, this has been a very interesting deal with Pat Schlopper because, you know, he got to the Elites a few years ago. And he's been very steady. I mean, he's been like a top 25 AOI guy the last couple of years, but not really threatening to win a blue trophy. Now, this year got off to a little bit of a tough start, and now he's turned around. Texas is his friend, and he gets the win at the Sabine River. He moves up to about 56 or so in the points, but it won't be long now with these last three events coming up that this will be in his wheelhouse as they head north after Ten Killer. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Pat, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations on the win. This is, man, you want to talk about, what's the saying, going from the ridiculous to the sublime? We'll say from the ridiculous to the Sabine, I guess. I mean, 38 pounds. I think Trey McKinney had 38 pounds on the final day at Fork, and you had 38 pounds in 4 days to win this tournament. I mean, what was it like emotionally, mentally, going from what you had at Fork and what you guys were catching at Fork to going to the Sabine and losing your mind over a 2.5 pounder?
I mean, it's just, you got to change your mindset. And this is my third time going to the Sabine. So, like, I understand that. You know, you got to change up your tackle a little bit. You just got to realize that, like, you know, you're looking for those 1.5-plus pound fish. And you're hoping to get a couple of those two-plus pounders. And if you get a 3 or 4, those are ones that make the tournament. So once you get that in your mind and kind of adjust that and adjust everything to that mindset, it's a really fun place to fish because they usually bite when you get around them. So yeah. I was prepared for that after being there two other times.
You know, it seems like there is a lot of fish there. There's a lot of target fishing, which, you know, we all love to do for sure. You're really good with your electronics. I would imagine you had that pretty much turned off, though, for the most part, right? At least on the forward-facing side of things?
Yeah, I did. I mean, and that's just like, it's unfortunate that anytime a tournament gets talked about, it has to be brought up, even if it's not used. I mean, it's like, I use more waypoint management on my Hummingbird Apexes to kind of mark the stretches that had certain types of cover, where I got bites, the size of the fish that I caught there, isolated targets. You know, I had a really organized system of, like, when I was running down the bayou, I knew, like, okay, there's two isolated stumps over there. There's a deeper cut bank over here. I had 4 bites on that stretch. That was more of the electronics part of it. And then just my Minn Kota Quest, just being able to stay quiet and cover water, you know, efficiently with that thing.
Pat Schlopper with us here coming off of his win at the Sabine. So give us your theory on, I mean, I know this, it's brackish water, depending on how close you get, you know, to the Gulf. But I mean, it's the same river system as, you know, Toledo Bend and Fork and so on. It's Texas long growing season. It looks, my gosh, you know, when you look at the drone shots we're watching on TV, it looks so fishy. What's your theory as to why so many small fish? Why is it a small fish place? Why isn't it a place loaded with 4 and 5 pounders?
I just think in that brackish water, I don't know. I just don't think they grow as big. And then the other bad part of it is, like, we can't fish the best parts of that system. Like, we can't go into Louisiana.
The Louisiana side, yeah.
Yeah, like Louisiana, they get consistently bigger bags, but because of the weird freaking rules down there where you can get shot for fishing in some somebody's canal or whatever, yeah. Like, we can't go over there. It's like, dude, if you can go over there, like, 3 pounders are pretty common. I mean, they're 6 pounder. I caught a 6 pounder there last time we were there in practice. Like, they're in there, but you're not going to get 5 of them in a day.
All right, so let's talk about your tactics and what you saw in practice and how it played out in the tournament itself, because you were throwing creature baits. You had that jig that you make, which is a really good-looking jig. You had a lot of course, blue and black and blue and that color scheme, you know, with the stained water. But it was the buzz bait on the final day that did all the damage. Were you on a buzz bait deal earlier in the week in practice at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I had fished in that Taylor's area my rookie year, but I didn't really catch anything out there that year. It didn't play. And then this year, you know, the last time we were there, that was where the majority of the fish came from. And with the high water, like, I knew that saltwater barrier would protect it a little bit more from just super high water and just dirtier water. And I just thought it would be more stable. So I went there the first day and I literally ran up in there, stopped, got on a bank and picked up that buzz bait. And within the first 10 minutes, I had caught 3 pretty nice ones. And I was like, holy crap. So I just kind of worked my way. And everywhere I went, I caught them on it. And then it was I think the second place I stopped that day was where I ended up catching them the last day. And I went through there and I caught a really nice one and just had 6 or 7 good bites, you know, 1.5 to 2 pounders. And so I'm like, wow, this is good. And so every morning of practice, I would start with it and go on just a random new stretch. And I'd catch them every day. I'd catch them in the morning until about 9:30 on the buzz bait. And then I would flip the rest of the day. And that was my plan going into it. Like, I'm going to just do that for the first 2 hours and then I'll start flipping. But then the last day of practice, I found those pipes and I had 2 or 3 bites late in the day and they were really good quality. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I got to try to start up there if I can, because they were really concentrated. So the first 2 days, I drove right past all my best buzz bait stuff because I wanted to get up to those pipes.
Right. Huh. Very interesting stuff. And then when you did throw the buzz bait, now it's everybody knows it was a Brazalo Bushwhacker buzz bait. I thought it was pretty cool when you look right at the camera and said, I'm not sponsored by them. So you're like everybody else, you're buying those things. But talk about that buzz bait. Look, I'm going to be brutally honest with you too. All right, you folks from Brazalo, they're sold out right now. I'm going to tell the listeners right now. They're sold out. Every weight, size, color, a Bushwhacker buzzweight from Brazalo right now are sold out. I think I got the last 3, okay, because I bought them Sunday morning watching Pat Slopper fish that buzzbait, and I just love the way it looked and the way it clacked, and I think I got the last 3. I'm hoping that they're going to be here before my tournament at Old Hickory Lake, but just talk about that buzzbait, how different it is and how you stumbled across it.
Well, so basically, like, I've always liked throwing a buzzbait since I was a kid. I think everybody, sure, you know, loved throwing a buzzbait. And I used to really love the old original Lunker Lure buzzbait. That's what I really, really liked. And I actually had one exact bait that, like, when it was a buzzbait bite, that was the Lunker Lure bait that I used. Like, it was broken. It sounded great. And I broke off on a giant one on Lake Fork 3 years ago with it. And since then, I was like, I bought a ton of different buzz baits from all kinds of different companies. And I could never find one that ran. I could never find one that would run straight. And you'd catch one fish and they'd be trashed. And they were really inconsistent. And I was watching an MLF tournament that was on Lake Murray, and I think it was Dylan Hayes was catching them on that Brazalo, and it just sounded really good, and he was showing it, and I'm like, I'm going to order some. So I bought several, you know, some with the big blade, some with the small blade, some with the gold blade, some with the nickel blade, and I started throwing it, and I'm like, God dang, this thing's awesome. You know, it's just, they really put a lot of detail in it, and paid attention to, like, really important factors. Mm-hmm. So that's really the only buzz bait I've thrown since then.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, I don't really even, I have other ones, but I don't throw them because it's just, that one's just so good.
I just love the way that drop is too, you know, to the hook and where the weight is. And, you know, so it seems like that would help it run straight. You know, it's almost like a keel under the water. And, you know, and if you're dressing it with a frog, you know, that's where that's going to be, just under the water, you know, with just a blade, you know, making all the racket on top.
Yeah, that's how they design it. You know, they've that toad below the water, and with that bend in it, you know, it helps keep, as long as you put your, you know, I was using a Big Bite Buzz Toad or one other toad, depending upon what I wanted it to do, how fast I wanted to fish it was the reason I used one or the other. But either way, as long as you get that toad on straight, that toad, because it's further under the water, it helps keel it and keep it straight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when them fish eat it, like if you paid attention to like the way them fish ate it in that coverage, it wasn't like a big explosive blow up. Because that toad was lower, they would just come up and eat the toad instead of the blade too, and just kind of pull it under and swirl. But every one of those fish had, I mean, it could not get any further down its throat, even the 12 inchers. I mean, you can watch, like I got to dig it out of there.
Yeah.
And that was a full size toad on there.
And
so, it's just designed really well. And that brass bead, it just sounds so good. And it's just a good bait,
yeah.
You know? So, and I wasn't going to promote it, but like they asked, you know, I could tell they were asking the camera guy from the studio, like, you know, what is that? And so I'm just too honest of a person not to say what it is, because, I'm just, you know, I've got a lot of integrity and I don't, you know, I'm not going to lie to people.
Yeah. You're running that on straight braid, as well.
I was running on 50-pound Sunline SX1 okay. braid, and then, you know, a St. Croix 7.3 medium heavy fast rod. And that's actually what I was flipping with all week too, the same rods. You know, it's fairly parabolic. So, you know, like when they eat it, it just gives it a little more time, and that's just the rod, the setup I like
yeah.
for throwing a bug bait.
My favorite one was when you know, I think Tommy Sanders said he pulled it right through the uprights when you cut that one out of that isolated tree or you know, wood that was out there a little yeah. bit off the bank, and it was a perfect cast, and you brought it right through the middle of it, and it was like, it was so textbook. You know, it's great when a plan comes together and it's like, there should be one there, boom, and there he was.
Yeah, and that was like, I had a lot of, I think that's where I kind of fit, you know, had an edge over a lot of people. I had a lot of them type of targets,
mm-hmm.
and I just understand that kind of fishing. Like isolated targets is kind of my deal, you know. Most time it's isolated offshore targets, but this one it was bank related, you know, or close to the bank isolated targets, and yeah, making accurate casts and, you know, working it right is a big deal, and that's what won me the tournament.
Well, 10 killers coming up. You weren't with the elites when they were there last go round, but you got 10 killer, and then you go to St. Clair, and then your wheelhouse, of course, at La Crosse in the upper Mississippi River. So you're charging up the list, and I appreciate you doing this. I wish you the best of luck the rest of the season. It's going to be fun to watch you see what you can do between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I had a rough start, but, you know, I changed my mindset a little bit and just fishing different. And, you know, I want to make the classic. That, you know, obviously that's the goal every year, but winning a blue trophy is more important than making the classic. I fished four of them, and, you know, it's good. You get the opportunity to win the biggest tournament, but winning one of these is more important. And I want to be there, but honestly, I'm not super excited to go to Knoxville and fish that place again. I want to, but if there's one to miss, that's the one I would want to miss, just because I don't know. I've had one good tournament there, one bad tournament there, but it's just not a great
well,
fishery. But
I got news for you. You're not going to miss it. I'm just telling you right now. Pat Slaughter.
I hope not. I hope not. I mean, La Crosse has been in my sights since the last time we were there. I think my mm-hmm. second year. I mean, I fish the upper. I'm an hour from there, and I fish it all the time. I fish the upper pools a lot. Like, you know, after that last stumble I had, you know, I mean, it wasn't like a horrible tournament, but I didn't do as well as I wanted. Like, I've worked really, really, really hard. I've just spent a ton of time on the river, and that's the one that's been in my sights. So, obviously I want to win the other ones too, but like La Crosse is, that's the one that I've been excited about all year. So I'm hoping I can, you know, have a good event down there and make a run at that one.
All right, Pat, appreciate you. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Pat Schlopper. He's going to be the man to beat at La Crosse. All right. We're going to break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How'd you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. So this was the event that we'd turn off the electronics and we'd see the old school veteran anglers show their stuff while the scopers floundered. Except the funny thing happened. The top 30 was loaded with many of the same guys who have been studs everywhere we go. Finesse specialist Koya Fujita and Taco Ito finished in the top four with pool cues in their hands. Rookie Easton Fothergill, who scoped his way to a Bassmaster Classic win, was 14th. At the other end of the page were some of the greatest shallow water sticks on the planet. Jason Christie, Greg Hackney, Gerald Swindle, Seth Fider, and more, all in the bottom 30 or so, along with versatile guys like Jordan Lee and Brandon Polinick. The point is, all of these guys are great fishermen, and regardless of the tactics, some will have good days and others will struggle. So it's time to stop labeling guys and just enjoy the show. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.